It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite Hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNCA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome back as the madness continues. Postseason basketball at its finest in Class 3A. We welcome you back to Sabatha High School where we get ready for the second game tonight. This one features the number 2 and 3 seeds. The Sabatha Lady Blue Jays, the host, taking on the Royal Valley Panthers. It is the third meeting in the rubber match between these teams. The winner will advance to face Nemaha Central in the sub-state championship game on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Welcome back along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke. And before we get you too amped up and ready for this exciting matchup between Sabatha and Royal Valley, all Big 7 action here tonight, we're going to step away and take a quick time out and then play a interview that we had with Nemaha Central head coach Haddon Hilchin following his team's victory earlier here this evening. Nemaha Central, the top seed in this sub-state, defeated Jeff West by a final of 60-37. The Thunder are now 21-1 and await the winner of our next game. So we'll take a quick time out. We'll hear from Haddon Hilchin. And then we'll come back and preview and get you set for Royal Valley and Sabatha. We're live online with audio and video, the Sabatha channel at mscsports.net and your local sports authority, KNZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Hey, Justin Fluke back with you. Sabatha High School for 3A girls sub-state basketball here on a Thursday night. I'm joined by Haddon Hilchin, the victorious head coach for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Big win against Jeff West earlier this evening, coach. And, man, third time to play a team, it's not tough, but it was by far your best performance against them. What did you think were the big keys for your team tonight?
You know, girls came out and played, executed the game plan exactly what we wanted to, and obviously keeping Bill Toff at bay was huge, keeping her out of the paint, and we did a great job of that early, and we cleared the glass really well throughout the game.
You had a 17-5 second quarter, I think. What did you feel like after the slow 7-1 start that kind of got things going for your team tonight offensively?
Yeah, you know, I think it took us a little while to just get a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of jitters early, and then once we really settled down, we got the ball in the post, and Riley started dominating inside, and Cassie did a really good job of getting the ball to the rim and getting them in foul trouble. So I think that was two big keys right there.
Yeah, Roddy now scored in double digits. Corby had 20, but one girl I wanted to ask you about was Ella Larkin. I think she scored 15, like double her average. Really filled up the stat sheet tonight as a sophomore. You need players like that stepping up in big games like this, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was good to see. She's done that this year periodically, but she hasn't done that in a while, and it was good to see her get her confidence back, make her free throws, and she rebounded the ball really well.
Your team's on a mission. They seem pretty focused tonight. Now you get one day of practice and back at it Saturday. I'd ask you who you'd rather face, but I know I won't get an answer. I know both opponents are going to be a tough challenge in the third meeting no matter what. So.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. You know, one of the toughest sub-states in 3A and in the state period, and they're both great teams. And, you know, I'm anxious to watch that one. To be honest with you, just a fan of basketball.
No kidding.
But, yeah, whoever it is Saturday, we're going to be ready for, and these girls are ready. They're used to that this time of year. And we're ready for the challenge.
Great win tonight, Coach. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Haddon Hilton of the victorious Nemaha Central Thunder Girls. They await the winner of our game coming up between Sabetha and Royal Valley.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Welcome back with studio engineers Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, Mike Bitterman, all helping out as we're live on the Sabetha channel tonight with live audio and video at mscsports.net and here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Getting set for what should be a fantastic game. Couple teams that have been ranked this season battle through the Big Seven. Royal Valley is 17-4. Sabetha is 19-2. 2-3 teams in the Big Seven behind Nemaha Central, the 2-3 seeds in this substate this week. And the rubber match between these teams, as it was Royal Valley winning 55-53 on their home court February the 1st. And about 3 weeks later, Sabetha won on their home court 44-33. So one game you had 108 points, and the next one you only had 77. But certainly teams capable of putting up some points. Sabetha averaging about 48. Royal Valley actually scoring 59 points per game this season. They had a 66-51 win on Monday night against Marysville. While Sabetha coasted to a win over Pleasant Ridge, 65-18. The Blue Jays came in tonight on a 9-game winning streak under second-year head coach Nate Bauman. Roa Valley had an 11-game win streak at one point earlier this season, but then lost to Nemaha by 3 and lost to Sabetha, but they've now bounced back with 3 straight wins under their second-year head coach and David Boucher. At one time, Bauman and Boucher were the assistants, but now the head honcho for their respective programs. It should be a great one here tonight with Nemaha Central awaiting the winner. Ryan Noel, I'll bring you in and ask for your kind of opening thoughts on this game tonight, and it should be a pretty fantastic one. How do you see this one playing out?
Oh, I think we're going to be blessed with some really good guard play. And like you said, two head coaches that were assistant coaches on some really successful runs for their respective schools. Now they're the ones in charge at the end of the bench, and they get to formulate and okay and approve everything that goes into these scouting reports for these games. But I'm really excited about the guard play. I think Roa Valley, you know what you're going to see, some really good ones there. And the last time I was with you, Justin, we broadcasted Sabetha at Nemaha. We saw, some great stuff from the Sabetha guards as well. So I think that's going to be fun to watch, but, I look for the inside game. Renier at Sabetha, how effective can she be? How much can she see the ball? And if she can score down low, it's going to be a very interesting ball game.
Logan Bitterman's seen pretty much all the Sabetha basketball games this season, and I would imagine, Logan, that this one probably needs to be more like the low-scoring 44-33 game than the both teams scoring in the 50 shootouts if the Blue Jays are going to feel confident about this one here tonight. The home court should help them out as well, right?
Yeah, the last time these two teams matched up against each other was here in Sabetha. To your point, Justin, Sabetha got the win by 11. And to Ryan's point as well, you think about the guard play in this one, and I'm going to kind of elaborate a little bit more, Ryan, to your point, where you think about Roa Valley having Mapia, and I call him Milwaukee, I can't pronounce her first name very well, Justin Irving, both the twin sisters, and also Spessa. You take Leah Renier and Melinda Schumann when you think about both these girls' teams. Both, all four of them, in their own right, are definitely top in the Big 7 League on the girls' side. And those two, for Roa Valley, both Irving girls and Schumann and Renier for Spessa, going up tonight against each other. This, we kind of talked about it in the last game, Justin and Ryan. This feels more like a sub-state championship game, especially with all the people you have compared to the last game. But now Seneca, they get to await the winner of this one, and that's going to be a really big game on Saturday as well.
Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. They're presented by Holthouse Auto House with a great lineup of vehicles in Fairview on their lot and also online at holthouseautohouse.com. We'll get you the starting lineups here this evening for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It is Emily Krebs, a 5'5 junior, in the backcourt with Melinda Schumann, a 5'8 senior. Also starting is 5'8 senior Cameron Wessel. And on the inside for Sabetha, Leah Renier, a 5'10 senior, a difference maker perhaps, as we've talked about. And Mary Luker getting a start tonight as well. She is a 5'7 sophomore, but has had a great year. She's averaging 8 points a game, which is third on the team behind Melinda Schumann with 12, and now Leah Renier taking over team-high scoring honors, 13.7 rebounds a game for Leah Renier to lead the Lady Blue Jays, 19-2 under head coach Nate Bauman. For Royal Valley and coach David Boucher, 17-4, the Panthers starting lineup includes those Irving twins, Mapia and Wakiwi, a couple of 5'7 guards. Also starting for Royal Valley is Kennedy Bryan. She is a 5'10 sophomore. Royal Valley will start Helena Williamson, a 5'8 senior, and also Carly Albright, a 5'7 junior, the starters for Coach Boucher and the Panthers here tonight. Royal Valley in the road black with the purple numerals and letters trimmed in white, while Sabetha on their home court. The home team is the number 2 seed. Sabetha with the whites with the navy blue numerals, letters, and trim. Couple quick programming reminders that we will have a Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show following our broadcast tonight. A rundown and a recap from several of the other area sub-state games and kind of a peek ahead to what is tomorrow. And then sub-state championship games are getting set after tonight, at least half of them coming up this Saturday. So the scoreboard show follows our games. We'll have more basketball the next couple of evenings, of course, here on our MSC Sports Radio Network. You can see our broadcast schedule and plans all online at msccsports.net. We are streaming worldwide and free online tonight with live audio and video on the Sabetha channel. Just click Listen Live and select the Sabetha channel at msesports.net. We owe you one final timeout. Our pregame presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Just off Highway 75 in Holton, Boomer Steakhouse. When we come back, we're tipping it off. It's the 3A Girls Substate semifinal number two coming up here on Kansas Land Radio.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
And welcome back to Sabetha. We're just underway. The opening possession for the Panthers, the visitors, and a missed shot in the lane by Mapia Irving. So now it's Sabetha with their first crack on the offensive end. The Lady Blue Jays will go left to right here in the first half. And Royal Valley going to come out in a 2-3 zone. Sabetha's made 83s, but that fares in comparison to the top Big 7 three-point shooting team in Royal Valley. Get past to Lucard and now on the wing to Wessel. Rainier gets it at the high post, drives the lane, lob to Schumann. A bit too high. That's a turnover for the Lady Jays. Justin Fluke joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman. Also, Kellen Russell helping out on the Sabetha channel here tonight. The Panthers will move right to left, but their second offensive possession nearly 1 minute in. Irving sisters play a little catch, and now Wakiwi looks to drive and lofts it in the lane. Is it a shot or just a turnover? The ball kind of floated up there, didn't get close to the goal.
Kind of a little floater, but I think it got tipped on the way up.
So now Sabetha looking to get first points of the game. Rainier turns and then traveled with it. As both teams kind of some jitters, we've seen this. This is my fifth broadcast night in a row to broadcast postseason basketball. We had 1A postseason last Friday and now the last three nights as well. But seen a lot of teams come out with a little bit of nerves, jitters, struggle a little bit early to find the shot and take care of it. And you can expect that, I guess, with your season on the line. Reaching foul here for our first personal of the night. And it's going against Sabetha. It's on Emily Krebs. Panthers look to get it in underneath their own basket. The lob up top to Helena Williamson. Drives left of the lane. Took a little bunny hop, and she traveled. Our turnovers are even at two apiece. Even our first game tonight started a little slow for both teams. Jeff West led 7-1, but Emaus Central then got it rolling and ended up pulling away for the big win, 60-37. The Thunder used a 17-5 second quarter to pull away and lead by double digits through the rest of the night. Schumann's got it for Sabetha. One of the Blue Jay seniors this year, and one of the best seniors in the Big 7 League. Wessel hands it off to Molina. We've played nearly 2 minutes, no score. Schumann drives, floater up, no good. Rim's a little tight. Kennedy Bryan on the board. Panthers push it. This is a long three by Mapia Irving off the back iron. Rebound. And Carly Albright went for it, but it's taken away by Sabata. Schumann now on the run to Westville, and it's stolen away by Mapia Irving. Great defense by Irving. Kennedy gets it on the little give and go right side with Mapia, and Royal Valley turns it right back over. Well, if there's the gear that both these teams are in right now, it's overdrive, but so far no points in nearly 2.5 minutes.
They're going to have to slow the pace, or I'm not going to be able to keep up on the stat sheet, Justin. They're just moving.
Mainly so far, three turnovers on both teams. Here's Schumann across to the far corner. Krebs fires a three. It's high off the rim, no good. Rebound and a foul. This one on Sebastian. It's going against Lear Ringier. As the rebound had been secured there by Helena Williamson. Third meeting of the year, Royal Valley won by 2 at home. Sabetha won the second meeting by 11 on their home floor, where they play this game here tonight. Coach Boucher signaling a different offensive play as Sabetha is man-to-man. Mapia Irving spins into the lane. Great help defense there on the floor. It's Schumann, and the Blue Jays going to get a tie-up. Possession arrow, they'll have the ball as well with 5:05 to go in the first. Turnover number 4 already against the Panthers.
Well, you mentioned jitters, and we're seeing it right now. We've got 7 turnovers in this ball game and no points. So the settle-in time is right now. You know, the games don't, you know, not like they matter that much more to the kids because they love all the games, and that's why they're here and practice so hard. But a little more riding on them, some finality speak. So they want to go out and play well.
Blue Jays. Out of a 4-out offense, quick ball movement around the perimeter. Now Ringier at the foul line, looks, then dribbles to the basket, and the shot went, but it won't count. A foul first on the floor, and this is our initial foul against the Panthers here in this game. And it's on Carly Albright. Blue Jays underneath their own basket. While Kiwi went for a steal, didn't get it. That left lucred open, a jumper in the lane, no good, and Panthers have the rebound. I've been told by a few coaches and players over the last couple years that these rims are usually a little tight in Sabetha. Not a lot of friendly bounces. Here's a jumper that falls off the rim by Mapia Irving, and it's out of bounds to Sabetha. As we've had nothing but turnovers and missed shots so far here in more than 3.5 minutes.
Logan will have to update us on those rims. He sees a lot of games here. What do you think, Logan?
I'm going to have to definitely agree with you guys. Not a lot of give.
You'd think the home team would maybe have a slight advantage, be used to that a bit. Long skip pass here. Royal Valley gets a deflection and knocks it out of bounds. Those Irving sisters, they just play with really not much emotion. I mean, it's just like they're always confident. They can shoot from anywhere. They get a steal here while Kiwi Irving, and then it's poked away from behind by Krebs. So I guess 2 more turnovers, and the Jays will bring it across half court. The players, and Sabetha's got some as well. They just always seem to be having fun and really enjoying the game and playing and being out there. Get past Wessel, Lukert, now up top to Krebs, back to Mary. Good 3-point shooters, knocked down 18 on the year as a sophomore at the varsity level. And a foul will be whistled as the ball poked away by Mapia Irving. She picks up her first personal, and our team fouls are now even at 2. First team to score wins. It's been 4-plus minutes.
I'm not sure.
Be a high-scoring game tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're going to agree with that, but at some point we're going to get to that point, aren't we?
Schumann bounce pass. Krebs has it. Panther zone. Krebs attacks. Leaves it for Stahlbomber. Just came in, and she missed it. Off the bench, a 6-foot senior, Nicole Stahlbomber, giving the Blue Jays a good size advantage inside as she joins Ringier. Here's the Panthers. Best offensive team in the Big 7 league on the girls' side. Irving drives baseline, hit the deck, lost the handle, and the rebound by Stahlbomber. Royal Valley number 1 in the Big 7 with 59 points per game. Number 1 in the Big 7 making 34% of their 3-point shots. Number 1 in the Big 7 making over 62% of their free throw attempts. Stahlbomber, this ball's loose on the deck, and we get another tie-up, or is it a 3-second count? 3-second count on Sabetha. So another turnover here against the Blue Jays. Royal Valley, with some of those offensive numbers I mentioned, they have a chance to break a few records tonight, but not if nobody scores. Mapia Irving needs 3 points to get 1,100 for her career. She is at 1,097 points in that time while Kiwi Irving threw it away. 6 turnovers on Royal Valley, 5 turnovers on Sabatha, 0 points scored in 5.5 minutes of basketball. Krebs to Stahlbaumer. Up top, Renier. Drives the lane. Nice up down. Schumann open, and we got a basket. 5.5 minutes in, and Melinda Schumann makes it a 2-0 Blue Jay lead. Here's Wakiwi Irving. He can't blank. Panthers get it up quickly. And now a jump ball. Possession arrow to Sabatha. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Royal Valley will apply a little pressure. They didn't get that arrow change. This Royal Valley ball, we had a jump. Or no, that was 3 seconds, actually, instead of jump ball. Is it right? Royal Valley ball?
Yeah, I do believe that's right. I think the last one went to Sabatha, so...
Stahlbaumer out. Wessel returns for the Lady Jays. Nicole got a couple shot attempts there in the paint, but could not convert. Mapia struggling to get it in. Finds Wakiwi. Good on the baseline with a jumper. That's Mapia Irving with her first points of the night. Wakiwi Irving is 2 assists shy of setting a school record. So there's a few that Royal Valley is looking to shatter in the record books and replace with some new names here tonight. Wessel. And a tie game at 2. Backdoor pass, and Wessel not quite able to turn and get control of it on the nice look from Leah Renier. That is 6 turnovers on Sabatha and 7 on Royal Valley. And, well, I think both teams, if you told them they would have 6 or 7 turnovers in the first 6 minutes, they'd feel pretty good the fact that this game's still tied at 2.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is, you know, these teams know each other well. They've coaches have made some adjustments. The kids are trying to settle in, and it's just not quite working the way they drew it up. So they're playing hard. They're getting after each other. You're seeing a lot of good basketball, just not a lot of scoring.
Trying to force a few things that maybe aren't theirs. The Panthers again turn the possession over. 8 turnovers on Royal Valley. Here's Krebs to Wessel in the near corner. 1:20 left here in the first frame. Near side, Wessel. Krebs back to Cameron, part of Sabatha State Volleyball Championship team, as was Schumann and Renier, and these girls have done it this year. Here's a 3 by Schumann and missed it, rebounded by Kennedy Bryan for Royal Valley. Bryan just a sophomore, so both teams with some youth out there. Here's a drive, tough off-balance shot by Wakiwi, no good. Sabatha's got a 3-on-2. Schumann gets it ahead to Lukert, power dribble, huge collision, charge foul! Coach Boucher, if you like watching coaches get into the game, watch Coach Boucher. He was stomping and clapping and having a great time down there at the end of his bench with his girls taking a charge, something he prides a lot in his squad, and the foul on Mary Lukert is her first personal. You've seen a coach with as much energy as Boucher constantly has.
I would rip out my suit coat if I was jumping around that much. I'm not sure how he does it. He's got a great tailor.
35 seconds left here in a 2-2 tied first quarter. Wakiwi Irving setting things up. Couple screens, top of the key. She picks up the dribble, finds Mapia. Can't get off the shot. Good defense by Wessel. Krebs got a deflection, but in the drive, the shot missed by Mapia. And Sabatha's got it with 20 seconds to go. Pass ahead to Krebs. Now Wessel in the corner. Down though, Renier. Dribbles, turns, faces. Forced it up, missed it, got it on rebound, dribble, shoots, and missed it again, and then stole it away and got fouled. With 7 seconds to go, Leah Renier doing some work on the glass, and the ability to rip away the rebound and avoid even a tied possession, she's going to get rewarded with 2 free throws. Team fouls even at 3, first personal on Kennedy Bryan. Free throw for Renier is no good. That was our first free throw of the night. Sabatha not near as good shooting free throws as Royal Valley. Something to keep in mind if the game's tight heading down the stretch. Renier 54% this season. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Schumann. Turn around in the lane. She got it. The winner Schumann has all 4 Blue Jay points. And not getting the shot off in time as Royal Valley as the first quarter ends. And it's Sabatha 4, Royal Valley 2. Gave me 100 guesses at the final score at the end of the first quarter, I would have missed all 100. We had to a 1 minute timeout. A baseball score as we play basketball in Sabatha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Boyd, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Sabatza feeds down low. Stahlbommer, another missed shot, but a rebound. Renier missed the putback. Renier again, no. Stahlbommer got it, trying to dribble, and gets out of the paint. Sabatza wanted a three-second count there, or Royal Valley fans did, and now traveling on Sabatza. But what about the offensive rebounding right now for the Blue Jays, Mr. Noel?
Well, I was just looking at the end of the first quarter, and Melinda Schumann has 4 points and five rebounds. That's at the end of the first quarter. But as we continue, Sabatha just picked up three more offensive rebounds on that possession. So seeming to be a huge game within the game right now, as we saw in the first game this evening. The rebounding was hugely different, and it favored the team that ended up winning. So, you know, if Sabatha can continue to crash the boards and get extra possessions and opportunities, I think that's going to be very important.
The clock here in the gymnasium, not the one you see if you're watching the Sabatha channel online, but the one in the gymnasium still says 7:56, so they didn't have it running the full time as we started play in that second quarter. Sabatha leading 4-2 over Royal Valley, and both the teams' lowest scoring outputs for a quarter here this season. Substitutions into the lineup as well for Royal Valley, 5'11 sophomore Morgan Davis. Also, Shinoqua Price, a 5'9 junior, both making their first appearance. Williamson out there, as well as the twin sisters, Mapia and Wakiwi Irving. Royal Valley had 8 turnovers in that first quarter. Sabatha had 7. They're figuring out how much time they're going to put on the clock. Right now, it now shows 7:38. Team fouls even at 3. Melinda Schumann has all 4 points for the Lady Blue Jays. And there's still discussion going on here. Both coaches still have all 5 timeouts remaining.
While we're at this Jeopardy timeout here, let's give some credit to the guys in stripes tonight. We saw 3 really good officials in the first game, Isaiah Tetuan, Monty McGinnis, and John Stouse. And now we have Mr. Matt Galley, Rick Weber, and Blake Thorson. So we're pretty blessed here, and the girls and the fans are as well. They have 3 very good officials in each game for a great night of basketball.
Let's wait and talk about how good the officials are or aren't at the end of the game.
I've seen these guys enough over the last how many years, I can tell you. And if they make a bad call, they're going to come over and say, "Ooh, I blew it." And usually that saves coaches some extra free throws for the other team. So a pretty good group of them.
Fans kind of standing and getting into it a little bit as the 3 officials still talking here. I don't know what they could be talking about. I mean, I think 7:38 is probably close on the time. A second or two at this point isn't really going to matter. What else is there to discuss? Is now they're going to call both head coaches together there at the scores table.
Well, nothing happened. I don't know that there were any fouls called or anything like that.
No point.
And I also think they're probably talking about, you know, as the ball is coming up the floor or on certain possessions when you're closely guarded, they should have a count going. I'm assuming between the 3 of them, you know, hey, I counted off this many seconds and I counted this many and so on, and they're going to decide on that and go with it. Or, you know, just very simply going back to the quarter and restarting the game because there hasn't been any scoring plays would also be an option.
Looks like we're ready to play some basketball. 7:38 on the clock. And here we go. Royal Valley will have the possession in the road. Blacks moving right to left here in this second quarter. Only 2 points on a basket by Mapia Irving, who's now 1 shy of 1,100. This is Mapia Irving to Kiwi, top of the key, working against Renier. Passes underneath, open is Davis. Shot blocked by Stahlbaumer. Davis saves it in, and Stahlbaumer gets it. That's great defense by Stahlbaumer, and Sabetha senior. One of four seniors on this, five seniors on this Blue Jay squad. Wessel, another one has it. A long skip pass. That's stolen away. Tried to get it to Krebs, but Sabetha with their eighth turnover of the night. Blue Jays have gone man-to-man. Hand off on the weave. It's Shinoqua Price out to Williamson. Back to Price. Fires a three. The lefty overshot it. Offensive board by Davis. And she's fouled, so Morgan Davis making her presence felt. Actually, might not be Davis. That may be Samantha Nooner in there, yeah, for Royal Valley. Kennedy Bryan going to return to the lineup here, and also for Sabetha, Mary Lukert is checking back in. Tried to play with some of the different lineup combinations here. Both teams really filling this out still early in the second quarter. First foul on the Colts, Stahlbaumer. Sabetha's fourth team foul. Nobody has more than one in this game. Drive, jump shot. Williamson got it to crawl in over the front of the rim, and we're tied at four. 6:30 to go till halftime. Panthers have gone zone. They've played mostly that 2-3 zone thus far. Reflection off the pass by Schumann. Into the hands of Lukert, though. Now back to Molina. Minnie used the dribble, finds Lukert open in the lane. Straight away from 10 feet, it's up and through. Leah Renier gives the Blue Jays back the advantage. 2 minutes into this second. Drive, shot, missed. That by Wakiwi Irving. The Irving sisters combined for 41 points on Monday night against Marysville, 21 and 20. Skip pass again. Now a three by Lukert. That one no good. Stahlbaumer gets another offensive rebound for Sabetha. Schumann fakes the three, kicks over in the corner. A long two for Krebs. He's right on the money. Another second chance opportunity with the Blue Jay offensive rebound, and Krebs puts Sabetha up by four. Wakiwi Irving. Royal Valley will be back here tomorrow night as well for their boys matchup against Jeff West. Certainly Big Seven League flavor in this sub-state, but we have Marysville and Pleasant Ridge boys tomorrow evening at 5:30. So a kiss off the window, but left it short. Slapping her hands in frustration as Williamson heading to the defensive side. Schumann cuts through the lane, kicks out Lukert, going to try another three, squared up, but airballed that one long. Sabetha unable to save it in, but a foul, a push on Mapia Irving, and that's the second foul against the top scorer in the Big Seven League. 21 points per game, but now two personal for Mapia Irving. Going to have to play smart. Blue Jays have it underneath their own bucket. Inside to Stahlbaumer, shot up, no. Stahlbaumer gets another offensive rebound. Over to Renier, inside to Stahlbaumer, kick out Lukert, up top Schumann. Driving against Mapia Irving, who again has to be careful. Lukert again feeds Stahlbaumer down low, goes to the basket and scores this time. Nicole Stahlbaumer, the Blue Jays working hard to get post touches, and they lead 10-4. Williamson, three-pointer straight away, in and out. Rebounded by Schumann, 4:30 to go here in the half. Sabetha on a bit of a run, a 6-2 advantage in this second quarter. Again, down low. This time it's Renier. Shot is short. Rebound and a foul against the Blue Jays. The Coach Bauman has to be ecstatic with how aggressive his girls are going for those rebounds on the offensive end, getting a lot of them. Personal here on Stahlbaumer, and now she's got two fouls. Team foul number five against Sabetha. Samantha Nooner goes out. Abby Russell in for Sabetha for the first time. Three-pointer by Irving. Good, and that's Mapia Irving. Officially over 1,100 points in her prep career. Cuts the deficit in half. Mapia scored five of the seven for Royal Valley. Another long skip pass, and Lukert will try another tray. This one is long. Rebound, though, offensively by Russell. Down low, Renier working, lost the handle, and it's out of bounds to Royal Valley. Sabetha struggled, unable to connect on any three-point shots thus far. Loyal Valley just made their initial one of the night. They'll have a possession here, down 10-7. Clock rolling at 3:45. We're in quarter number two. Now Pia Irving, when she steps across that half-court line, she's in range and has the green light. Bryant off the dribble, into the lane, kicks it out. Williamson moves baseline, cut off by Rinier. Now goes up with it and missed the shot off the glass. Frustrated again is Williamson heading to the defensive side. Schumann will set up offense against the 2-3 zone. Krebs against Waukiwi Irving. Long pass over to Lukert, trying to get it into 5, and it's thrown away. Now the pass ahead, and we got a traveling here on Royal Valley. BJ is trying to get it inside to Rinier. It's clear what Coach Bauman's plan is. We're going to try to pound the ball inside every single possession.
Yeah, and honestly, I like it. You know, you're talking about great guard play, and we all mentioned that in the pregame. And, you know, Coach Bauman just kind of saying, hey, you know, we've all got great guards. Let's see where we can find our difference. And I think Stahlbomber's playing really well. Rinier, you know, hasn't really been overly effective yet, but, man, she's dangerous, and you have to really respect her and guard her. So it's a great strategy to have.
Rinier just went out for a breather, and Royal Valley picks up a foul. A little late getting there for the steal. It's Selena Williamson picking up the personal, her first. Team fouls even at 5. Abby Russell will trigger it in. Lisa Beth is trying to get it in, and they certainly have it. They've attempted 5 three-pointers and missed all those as well. They've got a lot of extra shots. Here's the lob to Stahlbomber, trying to hang on, and she went out of bounds, but touched it off the foot of Williamson. As Stahlbomber hit the deck pretty hard, Sabetha will keep the possession.
That's a really heads-up play. The ball went over the top of the lob pass, and, you know, instead of letting it go out of bounds, she chased it while falling down and found a foot. It's really, really smart basketball.
Back into the game, replacing Stahlbomber is Leah Rinier. Sabetha underneath their own goal. Schumann into Lukert. Little drive and a shot missed by Mary, rebounded by Kennedy Bryant. Coach Boucher's got to be screaming, do a better job on the defensive glass. Here's Williamson faking the three against Rinier. Slipped down, and Rinier over the top there, able to get both hands on the basketball for a tied possession, and the arrow will keep it with Royal Valley. Pia Irving to throw it in. Panthers still down by only 3. It seems like Sabetha's had a ton of shots in this game.
Yeah.
But only up 3. The drive and the shot missed by Pia Irving again, unable to finish it. Here's Schumann breaking some pressure. Like 5-on-4, kick over for a 3 by Krebs, and that tie off the iron, no good. Rebound, Schumann. Another offensive board for Minnie. And Rinier will reset things here for the Jays. 2:10 left in the half. Sabetha still by 3. Schumann into the lane. A runner, missed it. Nice box out that time by Carly Albright. Waukiwi Irving. Royal Valley looking for something offensively. Waukiwi without the dribble on the block to Albright, who drives in the lane and kicks it out to Bryan. Thought about a 3, cuts across the lane, and she's fouled by Leah Rinier. And that's going to be the second on Leah Rinier, team foul number 6. So Rinier and Stahlbomber both with 2 fouls now at the Blue Jay forward position. So Leah will head out as Cameron Wessel comes in. And this is the smallest lineup as Sabetha's had out there tonight. See if Royal Valley can fare any better rebounding. And right now, Coach Boucher just trying to find some offense. Williamson, double team, takes it to the basket and scores. That was a strong move, adding a double team. Now a steal, layup missed by Waukiwi Irving, but she gets it. Finds Williamson, shot up and in. And the Panthers take the lead. 11-10 in the basket, then a steal and another basket. Pass it ahead here, Schumann. You can't rest for a moment. This Panther team is pesky. Schumann over to Krebs. Looking to the bench. Coach Bauman with the play call here. Sabetha led 10-4 and now down 11-10. 7-0 run. Schumann defended by Mapia Irving, who has 2 fouls. Got to be careful. Out to Lukert. Pass over to Wessel. Wide open. 3-point shot. No good. Again, high off the rim and a rebound offensively by Krebs. Finds Wessel coming to the basket. A foul against Royal Valley. I think this is personal number 2 on Albright.
Nope, it's on Wakiwi Irby, and that's her first. So 10-4 Sabetha, and then 11-10 Royal Valley. Defense that gave him an extra offensive opportunity there. Inbound to Lukert. Again, drives off the glass, and it won't go, but an offensive rebound by Schumann. She may have 10 rebounds at halftime.
She has 10 right now.
Oh, my. Schumann hits a three. How about that? 7 points, 10 boards. Minnie Schumann putting the Blue Jays up by a deuce. Wakiwi Irving, one-on-one against Wessel. Gets Pyre, and then bumps. Well, that's an offensive foul, a moving screen call there against Carly Albright, and it is her second personal foul. That's the seventh. And Sabetha will bring Renier in for this maybe final possession of the half. Krebs to the floor as well. Sabetha's played eight. Royal Valley has only played seven. And the Blue Jays likely to hold for one here, leading 13-11. Winner gets Nemaha Central Saturday at 2. For a right to advance to the state tournament. This Royal Valley had back-to-back state tournament appearances and won it all just 3 years ago. Schumann with 15 to shoot. Long skip pass. Krebs turned into a pretty physical game all the way around. Krebs double team somehow got the needle thread to Lucre, who missed it. Sawbomber rebounds, but they call her for over-the-back offensive push. Wipe off the basket by Sawbomber and instead give her a third personal foul, which is going to give Royal Valley a 1-1 with 7 seconds to go. It'll be Kennedy Bryan heading to the line. So three on Stahlbaumer, two on Renier of the seven Sabetha fouls. Might change things a little bit in the second half. Kennedy here eyes it and tries it and buys it with the front end. That's the first Royal Valley free throw attempted in this game. And if she makes this next one, we'll be tied at 13. Sabetha led 4-2 at the end of one quarter. Free throw perfect, nothing but net. Bryan's first 2 points of the night, not us up. 5 seconds left, Schumann into the half court. Krebs, long, long three, it's short. And that'll take us to the break. 13 points apiece. What we expected, a close game, we got it. If you're looking for some points in an offensive outburst, you're still waiting. Our halftime show coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hello, this is Dr. Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. located south of Holton on Highway 75.
If something were to happen to you today, would your family be taken care of tomorrow? This is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We would like to help you make sure your estate will be secure when you are no longer there. As executor of your estate or trustee of your trust, Citizens Trust Department will ensure your assets are handled the way you want them to be, which is the way it should be. Call or come by and see Eric Madsen or Lori Niggas today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome into halftime, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We're all tied up, Sabetha and Royal Valley girls 13 apiece after 16 minutes of basketball. Maybe a couple things we expected, but certainly some we didn't. And Logan, I'll start with you. Both teams just kind of struggling to take care of the basketball and struggling to score here in the first half, quite frankly.
Yeah, and Both Justin, you and Ryan, you can maybe agree with me on the same thing here. Just based off the first half here, it looked like Sabetha wanted to come out and start by maybe trying to hit the three ball, maybe get the three-point shot going. They just weren't able to get it. Then they started getting inside and finding a rhythm inside, and that's what they started doing. They started kind of running away with it. Then Royal Valley started getting more steals. And so far, I think it's going to come down to who can control the ball better in the second half, and it's also going to come down to who's going to get better percentage shots. That's one thing that a lot of coaches want, is get the better percentage shot. An inside layup is better than a three most of the time. So unless you have a wide open three, let's get it inside, work it inside. It's also going to come down to fouls as well and who can hit the free throws at the free throw line.
One other difference is on the boards, of course, rebounding. Ryan, you kept track of the rebounds, and it seemed like about ran out of wind just saying offensive rebound for Sabetha, because it happened quite frequently in that first half. That's the good thing, I guess. The bad news is they weren't able to convert a ton of those into points still.
Yeah, you know, Sabetha has 11 offensive rebounds at the half and 13 points. Usually that number equates to a much higher output, but that number is, when you compare it to Royal Valley's two offensive boards, it's kind of staggering, and it probably paints a picture of Sabetha maybe not shooting a really high percentage, but being in this ball game.
Our halftime score is 13-13, and here's our halftime statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return, and tax advice and preparation offered throughout the year. They help small businesses with payroll and accounting services as well. They are two different businesses, all part of the Optimized Tax Management Group. See Mike Tinking and Kate Onler at Holton Tax Service in Holton, or visit Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Royal Valley, three girls scored. Mapia Irving has 7, Helena Williamson has 4, and Kennedy Bryan hit the free throws for her 2. Royal Valley was 2-for-2 at the line. Sabetha was 0-for-2 at the line. Both teams made 1 3-point basket. Sabetha got theirs from Minnie Schumann. She leads the Blue Jays with 7 points. And after that, it's Emily Krebs with 2. Leah Rinier has 2. And Nicole Stahlbaumer has 2 as well. Sabetha had 11 of the 20 turnovers. They had 11, and Royal Valley 9 turnovers here at intermission. And a little bit of foul trouble as well, especially at the forward spot for the Lady Jays. Nicole Stahlbaumer with 3 fouls, and Leah Rinier has 2. Royal Valley, Carly Albright with a couple, but Mapia Irving, boy, she got 2 fouls pretty early in that second quarter, didn't come out, played pretty smart, and leads the Panthers in scoring for the year and again here in the first half. So, Ryan, what changes do you foresee? What do you feel like will be some different things that we see from these teams making some adjustments here heading into the second half?
Well, I think if you're Royal Valley, you really want to push pace of play. We mentioned this in, two games between these two teams. One of them was a back and forth just going, and I think that's the pace they really will thrive at. They're going to try to get there. The Irving sisters, they want to go, and they're really good at it. So that's tempo. Pace of the game is going to be huge in that locker room. And I think for Sabetha, you laid the blueprint. You just got to go ahead and finish possessions. Get the ball inside, negate some of that guard play that Royal Valley is so good at, and really just pound the ball in the paint and go score layups, and they have the ability and the personnel to do that. I continue to watch the matchup
I think that Kennedy Bryan and Carly Albright versus Leah Renier is really a huge one tonight, because we've seen Renier just go off and put up big numbers. And I think those two defensively and on the glass can have an impact on that. So that's kind of the side plot within the game that I think is pretty important.
Sebastian Royal Valley girls tied 13-13 here at the break. Elsewhere at halftime, Class 1A girls, Donovan West 32, Frankfurt 28. The winner of that one gets the Clifton Klein girls, who defeated Jackson Heights tonight 45-36. But the Jackson Heights girls were down big and only had 11 points going into the fourth quarter. The JCN boys got upset by Wabunsee tonight. They lost by 10 in that sub-state 2A boys. Also in 2A boys, it was Riverside winning 56-47 over Marhill Mount Academy. And at halftime, Valley Falls leads Valley Heights 28-19. The Valley Falls boys trying to get to a game in the sub-state championship Saturday against Riverside. The Perry girls got beat tonight. We were talking about the strength of the Big 7, but Perry did lose to the number 2 seed tonight. 92-56 was that final score in a shootout. And also here earlier tonight, the Nemaha Central girls defeated Jeff West 60-37. So that's a look at some of the other local action with more games tomorrow and Saturday. And our scoreboard show, going to recap it all for you coming up later tonight. We owe you one more timeout on the halftime break. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires is 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Start to the third quarter. It's going to be huge. We're knotted at 13 at the break on KNZA.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at holthouseautohouse.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our studio engineer tonight is Seth Collison. Our producer on site for the Sabetha Channel, Kellen Russell, Mike and Logan Bitterman. And on the broadcast here, Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel. As we begin the third quarter, Sabetha with the basketball, the home team in white, going right to left now the remainder of the night. Schumann thought about a three. Minnie will pop from the elbow and hit. And Schumann has nine as the Blue Jays retake the lead. Something they had for the majority of the first half, but both teams struggled to score. It was about the 4-2 at the end of one. Royal Valley got a lead at 11-10, but Sabetha closed it out with the lead. Now a shot in the lane missed by Mapia Irving, trying to get the rebound back and a jump ball, so the possession arrow will stay here with the Panthers. You know, both teams certainly want to cut down on turnovers, too. You kind of feel like they can maybe settle into the game now, play with less tightness or nerves, and kind of let the game come to them a little bit more without forcing too much.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty high turnovers for both teams, you know, based on success they've had this year not turning the ball over. They exceeded their limits.
Missed shot there in the lane by Helena Williamson, as we'll reset the Holt House Auto House starting lineups for you. It is the same five out there for both teams that began the game. Here's Renier, left elbow. That one no good. Tipped by the Panthers and controlled. Wakiwi and Mapia Irving, Helena Williamson, Carly Albright, and Kennedy Bryan for Coach David Boucher's Panther squad. Albright on the right block against Renier. Shot blocked, and Renier chases down the loose ball. It's Leah Renier, Minnie Schumann, Emily Krebs, Mary Lukert, and Cameron Wessel for Coach Nate Bauman's Lady Blue Jays. 15-13, Sabetha leads. Well, if a team could get on a run here, this would be bigger as we get later now into this contest. Krebs against the Panthers zone. Both teams have played a decent amount of zone here tonight. Lukert struggled to score in the first half, missing all of her shots. Sophomore getting the start tonight. Inside they find Rainier, kick out Schumann, a three-point wide-open shot, no good. Rebound to Mapia Irving, and I guess one good thing for Ohio Valley, they get the first two defensive rebounding opportunities here this half. A foul on Mapia Irving's drive to the basket. This is our first foul since the break. 6:05 left in the third quarter, and it's on Cameron Wessel, just her first. Wakiwi Irving to trigger it in. Into the backcourt. Williamson will go to get it. And the Panthers moving left to right in the roadblocks. They are the number three seed. All four of their losses this year in the Big Seven. And here's a foul on Helena Williamson's drive, and it's going against Melina Schumann. So this one will result in a couple free throws for the Panthers, who won their home classic tournament. Sabatha went down and took care of business again in Burlington this year. We were talking earlier about Nemaw Central Girls winning the Top Gun Classic again this year. And Jeff West going 2-1 to finish third in that tough tourney. Strength of the Big Seven, no doubt, as Williamson hits her first free throw attempt tonight. Panthers are 3-for-3 at the line. Williamson has 5 points, second free throw short. Rebounded by Schumann, who just picked up her first personal foul. Blue Jays by one. Lukert, kick out, Wessel. That's a three ball, almost banked in. And the rebound to Mapia Irving. The pass ahead to Wakiwi. Catches up to it, one on two, and made it around Rainier and Wessel. Tough shot there in transition. First points for Wakiwi Irving. 16-15, Panthers take the lead for the second time tonight. Winner gets Nemaha Central, 2 o'clock Saturday in the Substate Girls Championship. Lukert, deflection, and a steal. Mapia Irving is 2-on-1 with her twin sister. She takes it all the way, and it's good. A kiss off the glass. Mapia Irving, 9 points. It's 18-15. Largest Royal Valley lead, now 3. Defense turned to offense. Forced about the turnovers, and now our first timeout called by a coach here tonight. Nate Bauman going to talk it over as Royal Valley with a little 5-2 run to start this third quarter. Our timeout are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting, and online at popcorngifts.net. We'll be back after a 30-second timeout here on KNZA.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Gansaland Radio.
Back to basketball out of the timeout. Tough shot for Krebs. Able to get to the rim, but too far underneath it as she put up that shot. And out of bounds, the basketball goes to Royal Valley. Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, and Kellen Russell back with you here in Sabatha. 18-15, Panthers with the lead, and now the ball, as their offense may be finding a bit of a groove. And again, they've been able to score in transition a couple times. That's how they like to play, fast, as Ryan talked about at the break. Now Pia Irving is now Sabatha going man-to-man defensively. In the lane, Williamson, kick out, Bryan, along two, left baseline, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be Sabatha basketball. 4:27 remaining in our third quarter. Scoreboard show to follow later tonight. Plus, we'll pick a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Emily Krebs flicks it over to Wessel inside to Stahlbaumer, who just checked in. Now near side, Schumann going to try another tray, and she hit it. Minnie's second triple of the night. Sabatha needed that one to tie it at 18. Bryan going to answer at the other end. No. Rebound to Wessel. Half of the third quarter gone by. Schumann's got a dozen to lead all scorers now tonight. Comes top of the key and almost slid the feet there. She went to make the pass to Wessel. It's knocked out of her hands by Wakiwi Irving, and now Schumann gets it back, and she'll pop again. and missed this one off the rim. Rebound tipped in. Stahlbomber has it, goes up, and is fouled by Helena Williamson. So that huge offensive rebounding advantage, 11-2 for Sabetta in the first half, and they get a couple more rebounds here on the offensive end. Nicole going to attempt two free throws after the second personal foul on Helena Williamson. Stahlbomber's first free throw attempt tonight. First one, no good. These two teams have made like 230 three-pointers combined this season. They've only had three total here tonight. A Stahlbomber too strong on the second free throw as well. Bryan rebounds. The Blue Jays are 0-for-4 from the line. While Kiwi Irving, make a pass, take a dribble, get a screen, spin, in the lane, scoop shot, block. Stahlbomber comes up with the basketball. Here comes Sabetta. Minnie Schumann will bring it ahead from right to left. Panthers playing zone. Ball knocked free. Picked up by Krebs, who hit the deck, but the ball found Renier, who scored for the second time tonight. Opportunistic Blue Jay possession. Now a three by Mapia Irving. 12 for Mapia Irving. It's her second triple, and the Panthers go up by one. Back and forth here in the second half with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Wessel off the dribble, over to Krebs, high pass, but caught it, long skip, back over to Schumann, he'll shoot the long two on the baseline and hit it. Some girls that can score, it was tough to come by points-wise in the first half, but now heating up and finding a groove.
We might get to that 50s number after all.
Yeah, we got a ways to go, as Aldine misses a three. I mean, we're setting it a 22-21 score here, but we have had about five lead changes here in this game now. Wessel into Stahlbomber, nearly stolen by Wakiwi. Here's a kick out. Krebs going to try a three. That's no good. Rebound. Schumann hustles to get it. Now down those Stahlbomber. Up top, Krebs. Renier at the right elbow. Back to Minnie. Another wide open tray. In and out. And the rebound to Carly Albright. Stahlbomber careful there not to pick up a fourth personal. Panthers down one. Coach Boucher going to call some different offensive set here. Talked about the energy of the Panther head coach. Wakiwi drives. Nice five, but a shot blocked by Leah Renier from Lena Williamson. Here's Wessel ahead. All the way off the glass. Too strong. Rebound. And spinning away, Mapia Irving. Look out. A lot of traffic around her. Head fake behind the back with the dribble. A minute 30 to go here in the third. Royal Valley into the possession. Down one. Coach Boucher, though, the first thing he tells me when I tell him to send me stats, he said, here's the stat. My team reads and plays math games with first graders every Thursday during seminar. I think that's pretty cool. That was a little bit of a controversial foul situation there, huh?
Like you said, broken up play, and Nicole Stahlbomber goes out to guard the ball screen and picks up her fourth foul, so probably something worth noting, a minute 20 left in the third quarter, and you lose an inside presence who is having a really good night.
So Royal Valley will have the ball. Three of the four fouls now against Sabetha here since intermission. But the Blue Jays still lead by one. A three by Mapia Irving, a little bit short. Rebound and an over-the-back foul on Wakili Irving. That'll be her second. So I have four different Royal Valley players with two fouls each, but nobody with more than two fouls for the Panthers. The second thing on Coach Boucher's stat sheet, besides that his team reads and plays math with first graders every week, is that the team GPA is 3.54, and 17 of the 21 girls in their program are on the honor roll. A lot of good chats with Mr. Boucher. Great guy. Here's Schumann going baseline. On the wing to Luker to wide open three, and it's still no good over the backboard with under a minute to go now here in the quarter. Like we've been stuck on 22-21 for a while, just when the scoring seemingly was starting to pick up. Shinoqua Price out there with her pink sneakers on now for Royal Valley. Albright checked out. Wakiwi to Bryan. A three-point shot by Kennedy, and the sophomore is cold. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Royal Valley. Pretty good Panther crowd. Again, they'll be back tomorrow as their boys, the top seed in this sub-state, facing Jeff West. We'll have that here on 103.9 KNZA and my video as well on the Sabetha channel, msesports.net. Into Bryan. This time attacks and pulls up and hit it. Kennedy puts the Panthers up by one with her first field goal tonight. 23-22 Royal Valley. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Lucker baseline, fouled. Unable to get there in time to get planted and cut her off. The foul on Shinoqua Price. Team fouls now even at three. Schumann to get it in. Does so to Lucker. Mary drives and kicks. Russell didn't handle the pass cleanly. That's Abby that's back in there. Now a three by Schumann. No good. A brick that almost had a friendly bounce. Panthers up one. May home for the final shot here of this third quarter. 15 seconds left. Not a real patient team on the offensive end. But Coach Boucher signals the play call here. Is back to half court. Goes the point guard, Wakiwi Irving. Double screen set up tight. The other two players go to the baseline corner. Here's Kennedy Bryant down the lane left side. Shot no, but a foul as time expired in the third quarter. And Kennedy Bryant's going to have a chance to add the one-point Royal Valley lead. Coach Nate Bauman says, come on over here, girls. Let's take an extended little chit-chat at the end of this third quarter. And the officials making sure that the players stay on the court. But they can go over there and talk to their head coach as Kennedy Bryant, the only player on the Panthers' offensive side of half court, will have two free throws. She's 2 for 2 tonight. First one here is good. These can be kind of big. I mean, give Royal Valley a little bit of a lead and maybe a little confidence or momentum.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to end the quarter and go into the fourth. You know, momentum is so big in sports, high school sports in general. You finish off third quarter scoring and doing some things well, and it carries into the fourth.
One of two free throws, good for Brian. We'll head to the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. We were tied at halftime, but now it's Royal Valley 24 and Sabatha 22. This is a one-minute timeout with one quarter to go in regulation here on KSCA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Put another dime in the jukebox. Here we go. Fourth quarter. Justin Fluke, Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell with you here in Sabatha. 24-22 Royal Valley leading in this 3-2 seed matchup. Rinier in the lane, going to tie us at 24. Rinier on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Gets a good look in the paint. Able to knock that one down. 5 of the 8 fouls in that third quarter went against Sabatha, against Stahlbaumer on the bench with 4. Here's Wakiwi Irving, Alina Williamson, also back in there, Samantha Nooner for Royal Valley. Drive by Williamson, shot no good, rebound Sabatha, and an outlet to Rinier, 2-on-2. Leah tried to beat Mapia Irving up the court, and a foul on Mapia Irving. It's her third, but she got her second one early in the second quarter. So 3 not a problem really now at this point with 7:10 to go in the game. First Panther to get a third foul as well. Team foul number 4, but it'll put Rinier at the line where she missed 2 early in the game. This one is good. Gives Sabatha the lead on 3 straight points by Leah Rinier. Kennedy Bryan in, got an extended rest there at the end of the third. Samantha Nooner goes out. And you're a few low dribbles, and now the shot up and in. 8 points for Leah Rinier. Melina Schumann has 14. The rest of the Blue Jay team is combined for 4 points. So it's been Schumann and Renier, two senior leaders, getting it done here for the Blue Jays tonight. They lead 26-24. While Kiwi Irving throws it up with the left hand and missed it. Renier has the rebound. Andrews don't get any offensive second chance tries. Rebounding has been a huge advantage for Sebesta here tonight. Renier starting to take over this game in the lane, but left that shot short. Rebounded by Kennedy Bryan. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Williamson into the half court for Royal Valley. They've been back and forth a few times. Neither team has led by more than six. I think we expected that. While Kiwi around the screen, but Wessel stays right with her. Now pass to the low block. Williamson, couple dribbles, fade away, missed it. Rebound, Albright hustling, but now Renier on the deck. They're tied up, and Royal Valley going to have it on her first jump ball here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Albright hustled all the way from the other side of the lane, got down and got that ball to give her team an extra possession here.
One of those all guts and no glory type of players, right? Struggle to get it in. 5 second count. No. Coach Boucher beat it with a timeout. That was the first timeout called by Coach Boucher here tonight. So both coaches have four timeouts remaining. 26-24 as Sabatha's Leah Renier with the only 4 points scored here in the fourth quarter. 6:15 to go as we step away for 30 seconds on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha and the Sabatha channel at MSCSports.net.
Kansas Insurance in Sabatha has added a new crop insurance agent. Eric Renier grew up on a farm, so has foundational knowledge plus a strong work ethic and attention to detail. Along with Roy Fry, Eric will offer an educational approach so farmers can make informed decisions about their crop insurance. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabatha and welcome Eric Renier to the crop team at Kansas Insurance or give him a call, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabatha. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Jays. Royal Valley couldn't get it in. That's what led to them calling a timeout. They still have it here underneath their own basket, and they trail by two. Inbounds to Mapia Irving. Trying to go to the basket and drawing the foul. She'll head to the line where she's made nearly 70% on the year. Free throws haven't been much of a factor in this game, but you feel like they're all going to be big down the stretch. This one has been close throughout. Mapia Irving's first free throws of the night coming. She has 12 points to lead Royal Valley. Foul on Melinda Schumann, her second. Free throw short, and Mapia Irving shaking those hands like she just touched a hot burner. She'll try it again. A few dribbles, spins it, dribbles again, now shoots and scores. It's a one-point game. Mapia's hit the only 2 3-point baskets for the Panthers here tonight. Sabatha's now made two as well. Schumann tightly defended. Now into the lane. Renier just split the defenders and lays it in. Leah Renier with 6 points here in the fourth quarter already. Sabatha ahead 28-25. Renier with 10 points. She's working with Melinda Schumann to get a double-double. Melinda's already there. Girls have had a big rebounding night. All of them for Sabatha for that matter. Bryan down low, double team. Renier tied her up. Ooh, a foul. So that's the fans all standing with both thumbs in the air. And it's not because they're wanting to play heads up, seven up. They did not like that call. And it's the fourth on Renier. Oh, my. Let's put a star by that. With 5:31 to go, Renier gets her fourth foul on a very controversial call. And it was a two-shot because she was in the act of shooting. It was team foul number 7 against Sabatha, but it's a two-shot foul here as Renier has to go to the bench. And Stahlbaumer's already over there with 4 fouls as well. Whew, that's pretty big. First free throw missed. Second free throw missed. So Kennedy Bryan can't capitalize as she misses a pair. Still a 3-point Blue Jay lead, 5:25 to go. And now Schumann going to have to take over, or some role players going to have to step up big here. Role players have been quiet tonight offensively for the Lady Jays. Schumann lobs it to Krebs. Now Lukert back to Emily. and lost control going into the lane. Panther fans wanted a travel call there and didn't get it. Officials don't have a lot of friends here at the moment. 5 minutes to go. Pass to Bryan. Almost stolen from behind by Wessel. And now Williamson going to work. Penetrates, tries to kick, but a foul on the floor. And it's going to be a 1-1 as that's team foul number 8 on Sabetta. One thing that's been nice about this second half, Ryan, is that the two teams combined for 20 turnovers in the first half. I only got like 3 turnovers here the whole second half.
Yeah, I just thought about that when I marked down that last one. Turnover-wise, they've taken care of the ball much better. And most likely an emphasis at halftime. You know, settle down, calm down, take care of that thing. We need it.
First of a 1-1 free throw. Good for Helena Williamson. She'll get the bonus. Second free throw. Perfect. 7 for Williamson, who only averages 5 points a game. So there's a role player that stepped up for Royal Valley as Stahlbaumer returns for the Lady Jays. The Panthers have now made 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Sabetha's only 2 of 6 from the free throw line. 1-point Blue Jay lead. 4:45 to go. Krebs lobs it over to Lukert. Left alone. She'll shoot the 3, and it's no good. Loose ball. Players tumbling over each other on the deck, and finally a whistle and a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Lady Jays. And no surprise that teams are battling for anything and everything right now. You got a lot of seniors out there with their season on the line. And now back in with 4 fouls. Joining Stahlbaumer is Leah Rinder. I guess you'd say Bauman's rolling the dice a bit.
Well, you're talking about seniors. You know, you're talking about potentially their last game to play basketball in high school. And go play. Go play. You know, you got to go win to have another shot at it.
Here's a steal as Irving takes it away. Mapia, tough shot. Man, if this was figure skating, she would get some extra points for degree of difficulty. 29-28, the Panthers retake a 1-point lead. Wessel, long skip pass. Krebs thought about the 3. Nice fake. She drives and gets fouled. Boy, that's a great decision by Krebs. 3-point shooting has really been a struggle, except a couple made by Schumann tonight for the Lady Jays. Now Krebs going to the basket, and she'll get to the line to shoot 2 free throws with the Blue Jays down a point. 4:03 remaining in the game. Krebs just a 45% free throw shooter, though. First one, perfect. Like she hasn't missed all year. We're tied at 29. A couple more lead changes already here in this fourth quarter. It's been fantastic. Krebs shoots it again. This one is long, almost banked in. Rebound controlled by Kennedy Bryant. 29 all with 4 minutes to go. Again, neither team's led by more than 6. This one has been in jeopardy since the opening tip. A 3 by Bryant! The dagger from Kennedy, the sophomore, is the biggest shot maybe so far tonight. 8 for Bryant. The Panthers retake the lead. Here's Wessel to Krebs. Nemaha Central is awaiting the winner. Schumann, double team, now without the dribble, and a timeout will bail her out. As Nate Bauman says, let's make it a full. 3:28 to go, 32-29. Coach Bauman emphatically greets his team in the huddle while Boucher sprints to greet his team at half court. We had to a 1-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Houlton, adjacent to the Houlton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Buckle up. We resume in the fourth quarter. 3:20 to go. Emily Krebs wide open. A three-pointer for the Lady Jays, and it's no good. And Stahlbaumer almost picked up a fifth personal foul. But here come the Panthers leading it 32-29 on the road. The rubber match between these Big 7-ranked teams. And a skip pass thrown away. Leah Rainier with the steal. 2-on-1. Rainier right side. Blows by Irving. Lays it in. What a fourth quarter for Leah Rainier, who's already scored 8 in the frame and pulls the Blue Jays within 1. Justin Pluke, Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, all with you here on the Sabetha Channel and KNZA. It's getting intense in here.
Yeah, it's a little bit nostalgic. It's been a long time since we've been in a gym with fans chanting, stomping, a pep band, and two great teams just going at it late in the game. So this is great basketball.
We'll see worse teams at the Hutch Sports Arena probably later this year. Panthers going to be a little more patient here. Back it out. 2:25 to go. They lead by 1 now. Here's Wakiwi Irving in the lane. In some trouble. Finds Bryan. 3-second count screamed for by Sabetha. They don't get it. A 3. This one no good over the backboard. Missed by Wakiwi Irving. And the Blue Jays will get it back. Again, Leah Rainier and Nicole Stahlbaumer are playing with 4 personal fouls. 8 total on Sabetha. Royal Valley actually has 1 foul to give and no player with more than 3. All those sprints and practices going to pay off here in the final 2 minutes. Lukert, got to keep shooting. 3-pointer. Still no good. Short. Rebound chased down, though, by Leah Rainier. She's double-teamed in some trouble and a timeout by Coach Nate Bauman. That'll leave him with 2 timeouts. Royal Valley still has 4 remaining, and the clock is at a minute 52 in the fourth quarter. Let's keep this one here. It's a 30-second timeout, and all the timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack and the best popcorn perhaps you've ever tasted. Try all the many flavors and options, or visit them online at popcorngifts.net, where they can ship Schlegel's homegrown popcorn worldwide. 32-31, Royal Valley leading Sabetha with the minute 52 to go. What do you think about that?
What a game. You know, what a game. And we've said it all night, but there's, you know, somebody's going home tonight. And that's the tough part, because you got 2 really good teams, you know, just going at it and doing a lot of things really well. And, you know, here in a couple minutes, it's going to be a tough one to swallow.
Sabetha inbounding. They kept it out of the timeout. They trail by 1. A wide open 3 passed up by Emily Krebs. Half the crowd had come to the feet. Now a pass nearly stolen by Williamson, but she stepped out right in front of Coach Bauman. And Garrett Michael over there as well on the Blue Jay bench. A minute 50 to go. Still 32-31. Royal Valley with the lead. And again, the Panthers do have 1 foul to give, so they can be pretty aggressive. Royal Valley has struggled rebounding the basketball all night. Rainier gets it into Krebs. Also out there is Schumann and Stahlbaumer and Mary Lukert. Royal Valley's got Irving, Williamson, Albright in the middle down low, but 2-3 zone. On the other side is Kennedy Bryant. Krebs drives, kicks out Stahlbaumer, shot from the foul line. Bank arm! Blue Jays got the lead. Nicole Stahlbaumer's 2nd field goal. Timeout, Royal Valley. Well, we didn't have any timeout. These coaches knew they would need all of them in the final few minutes. Let's step away this time. 33-32, Blue Jays by 1, and we're back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha led 4-2 at the end of 1 quarter. We were tied at 13 at halftime, and Royal Valley led by 2 points coming into the 4th quarter. But now with just a minute 29 left to go in this game, it's Sabetha 33 and Royal Valley 32. The winner gets Nemaha Central's girls, who won earlier tonight, 60-37, and for as comfortable as Coach Haddon-Hilchin felt in the fourth quarter earlier tonight, Coach Boucher and Bauman are sweating out of their tops here tonight now in this closing couple minutes. Panther basketball. Plenty of timeouts left for both coaches. Waukee Irving against the man-to-man Blue JV. Gets a screen, goes left side, got by Wessel, and then a foul called as this will be on Wessel, her third, and it's team foul number 9. And so a 1-1 for Waukee Irving, who's not attempted a free throw here tonight. Royal Valley missed a 1-1. Made a 1-1 earlier here in the fourth quarter. This time they miss it, but an offensive rebound by Bryant. It fell to her knee. She's double teamed and a foul against Sabetha. Ooh, that's on Minnie Sherman, and the Blue Jays fans befriending the officials with 1:09 to go. Third foul on Schumann, and now two free throws for Kennedy Bryant, who missed two earlier in this fourth quarter. That's one of the few offensive rebounds that Royal Valley has had all night, as Coach Boucher talking things over with the official Rick Weber on that right sideline. Mr. Weber going to go talk to Mr. Thorson. Mr. Galley, the other official, taking it all in here on the near side. I can't really imagine what this would be about. But maybe Mr. Boucher wants his girls to have an extra chance to catch their breath or something? I don't know. We're not changing anything. We got two free throws here on the way. Kennedy Bryant has 8 points, but just 3 of 6 at the line. That one is no good. Kind of like the previous shot for Royal Valley, man. That thing hit the rim, every inch of it, and the backboard, and still wouldn't go down. Now the best Bryant can do is tie this game. And she misses both of them. With 1:09, two big missed free throws there for Brian and the Panthers. So that the fans, well, if they're all going to stand up, then I'm going to have to as well. We're under a minute to go. Mary Lukert has it. Panthers pressuring. They still have a foul to give. Schumann dribbling away from the defense. Irving chasing her, and now a foul on Waukee. That is only her third, and team foul number 6. Again, the Blue Jays haven't been a great free throw shooting team this season. And may have some opportunities here. They'll have to trigger it in on the near sideline. Two timeouts left for Coach Bauman. Three left for Mr. Boucher. The ball inbounded to Schumann, who's the best free throw shooter. That's who Sabetha would like to have the basketball here in the final minute. Schumann makes over 73%. Defended by Brian. Schumann gets some separation. 35 seconds left. 1-point lead for the Blue Jays as Schumann dribbles away from the defenders. Now we're down to 30 seconds. Renier has it, and she gets fouled. So they'd probably rather put Renier on the line, who's a 54% free throw shooter, than is Schumann. We'll see what Renier can do with the front end 1-1. That foul is the fourth, by the way, on Carly Albright, the first Panther with 4 fouls. Renier scored 8 of her 12 here in the fourth quarter already, but she missed the front end. Rebounded by Williamson. Panthers down 1. Irving fakes a shot, drives, shot through the lane, a runner no good, rebounded by Schumann, and they try to foul her and now do with 18 seconds to go. Pretty good look there by Irving. She got close to the basket.
Yeah, head fake, got a good look at it, just, you know, missed the floater, bounced around. A great-looking shot for the situation.
And that's personal foul number 5 on Carly Albright. So she fouls out with 18 seconds left. As Melina Schumann heads to the line for the first time tonight. And it's going to be another 1-1. That's only team foul number 8. Schumann has a team-high 14 points. Big free throw. Got it. 73% on the year. Minnie. To try to make the lead 3. Currently 34-32. You know we got timeouts coming here. Schumann's second free throw, missed. It's a 2-point game. Williamson with the board. Here come the Panthers down 2. Williamson up the court and a timeout by Coach Boucher. That'll leave both coaches with 2 timeouts remaining here tonight. Well, other than the fact that we're not in Hutchinson, this game has been all that we wanted here tonight, and it looks like a fantastic finish is coming up. We'll take a break here. It's a full timeout with 13 seconds left. Royal Valley has the basketball, trailing Sabetha by 2. 3A Girls Substate semifinal. The finish coming up next.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with Hometown Heart. Quality care, close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell helping out. We're on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net, live free audio and video worldwide. Royal Valley basketball, 13 seconds to go. Sabetha leads 34-32. Panthers get it in to Waukewi Irving. Both teams have two timeouts left. Waukewi one-on-one against Sabetha's man-to-man. It's Krebs. Now Mapia Irving in the lane. Tough spin move. Throws it up. Got the bounce. We're tied at 34 with 3 seconds left. Renier lets it fly and short, and we have not had enough basketball yet here tonight. It's too good. And these two teams deserve another 4 minutes. And that shot by Mapia Irving in the lane to give her 17 points on the night was, again, not an easy shot, but one of the few times the Panthers got a friendly bounce there off the iron.
Yeah, you know, it's a good look at the basket. I like what they did. Coach drew it up to get her in the paint already and catch with the back to the basket. She's so crafty with the floater and the one-handed stuff. You know, just turn and let it bounce around and fall in, and it went for her. So here we go again. Zeros.
4 minutes on the clock. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back with you. Start of overtime. Shot for Royal Valley. No good. Mapia Irving made a similar shot in the lane with 3 seconds left to force OT. We're tied at 34 with a new four-minute stanza here to figure out the winner of this game and who will face top seed Nemaha Central on Saturday at 2. Renier can't get a shot off in the paint. Wessel over to Krebs, looking to move baseline. Williamson cut her off. Krebs without the dribble, in some trouble, and lost the ball and falls on it. And she was out of bounds when she did, and that's a turnover, and Royal Valley will have it. We've had 8 lead changes in this game tonight. This is one of a few ties that we've had as well. Panthers in the double bonus. Sabetha has 4 fouls each still on Renier and Stahlbaumer. Royal Valley with 8 team fouls since halftime. Carly Albright is fouled out. No other Panther with more than 3. Waukewi Irving hands it off to Mapia Irving. She has 17 points, a game high, but it has not been easy for either team scoring the basketball. It was 4-2, folks, at the end of one quarter. And a 5-second count. That's great defense by Mary Luker, who's had a really rough night offensively, but to force the turnover there, just keeping the distance and the tight pressure on. And now the Blue Jays have a chance to draw first blood here in OT.
Kind of how we started the game, you know, turnover, just a little tense right now and a lot on the line.
Krebs across the lane to the near wing. Lukert dumps it inside. Renier kicks it out. Schumann, a three-pointer. Many. 37-34, Blue Jays. Schumann with 18. 2.5 minutes left here in OT. Waukewi Irving, one-on-one against Minnie Schumann. Look at that intense game face. Williamson kicks it out. Mapia Irving. Now defended by Wessel. She'll back up near the timeline. Both coaches now have 3 timeouts left. Here's Waukewi in the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Renier. Renier spins away and gets it to Krebs.
Blue Jays try to push it in. Williamson will be called for the reach-in foul. Krebs will have a 1-1 with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go, and both teams will be in the double bonus the rest of the night. This is personal number 3 on the senior, Helena Williamson. Sabetha missed 2 free throws, including the front end of a 1-1 with 29 seconds left in the fourth. Now 1-1 here by Krebs in OT. Got it. That's big. The 2 possession lead. Krebs now has 4 points tonight. Big shot. Got it again. Nothing but net. 39-34. This is almost the biggest lead of the night. I think Sabetha was up 10-4. That was the biggest lead for either team at 6 points, but now the Blue Jays up 5, and we're in overtime with just a minute 59 remaining. We'll take another timeout here. This is a full timeout called by Coach Boucher. Panthers haven't gone quite as deep down the bench. Both teams feeling it. So we'll step away and catch our breath for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinem Repair during their spring sales event. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for faster, smoother ride. Great financing options, including 0% available with approved credit. See Heinem for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big during the spring sales event at Heinem Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinemRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flipback with you, joined by Ryan Noel, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell, as Royal Valley has the basketball, but trailing by 5. Waukee Irving to trigger it in to Mapia Irving. Sabetha will stay man-to-man defensively. Panthers needing some points. Got a shot with 3 seconds left to force OT. Now driving is Mapia Irving and making a layup right side. She hit one to send us to OT. That one gives her 19 points tonight and pulls the Panthers within 3. Minute 40 to go. Sabetha can be a little patient here. Work for a good shot. Don't settle, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after Krebs just goes and steps up, makes up 2 free throws, too. That's got to help her confidence, handling the ball, knowing the foul's going to come at some point.
Schumann has it. She has scored 18 tonight. 3 threes for the Blue Jays by Schumann. Double team gets rid of it to Renier. And Renier and Stahlbaumer both played really well with 4 fouls much of the second half. Schumann defended by Williamson. Now drives. Kind of lost the handle there. She'll take it back out. Coach Bauman fine with that. We're going to go under a minute remaining. And a foul that'll put Schumann at the line for 2. As this foul on Shinoqua Price. I don't know, with a minute left down 3, if you really want to put Schumann at the line. They made 1 of 2 free throws with 18 seconds left. They gave Sabetha a 34-32 lead. If Schumann made both of those, that's going to need a Royal Valley 3 to force overtime. Schumann makes this 1st of 2, has 19 points, and makes it a 2-possession lead, 40-36. Schumann, the only Blue Jay at the offensive end for them. 2nd free throw. Got them both. Clutch free throws there by the senior, and a timeout called by Sabetha. Both coaches have 2 timeouts left. We still got 59 seconds. And it's 41-36. Sabetha with the lead, trying to get a 3rd matchup and a rubber match against Nemaha. They got to win the rubber match first here against Royal Valley tonight. And we'll return in 30 seconds here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that. Providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Sabetha High School. Some fantastic basketball tonight. Two boys games tomorrow. Two championships here in 3A at Sabetha on Saturday. All right here for you on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net and 103.9. Long three. Mapia Irving banked it in. And a timeout called by the Panthers. They're not out of it yet. It's a two-point game with 48 seconds left. And, I mean, with their shooters, they might not be out of a game down nine in the final 30 seconds.
You know, the whole game has kind of been, you know, how much can the Irving girls score and how much can Schumann and Renier kind of fight it off. They've had help from role players. They've done a lot of good things. But at the end of the day, and I know it's very cliche, and we say it a lot and hear it a lot, but big-time players, big-time plays, and big-time games. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
41-39. Sabetha had a five-point lead a little bit ago before the three there by Mapia Irving, who has 22 points on the night. Kennedy Bryan next with eight. But Bryan missed all four of her free throws in the fourth quarter. I mean, there's some little things that we can look at that I'm sure coaches will look back at, win or lose, that could have turned this game in a bit of a different direction. But as we stand now, Mapia Irving made a jumper in the lane with 3 seconds left in regulation to send us at OT, tied at 34. And now the Blue Jays will have to handle the ball against the pressure. It's Renier, Schumann, Krebs, Lukert, and Wessel. Loyal Valley with Irving, Bryan, Williamson, and Price. Beating the defenders, here's Krebs into the half court. The clock rolls. We're under 40 seconds to go. Krebs lobs it to Renier, defended by Bryan. Panthers not fouling yet, and then they do, as Renier got rid of the basketball. Two free throws here for Leah Renier. Foul is on Kennedy Bryan, just her second. Talked about it early during the Boomer Steakhouse pregame show. Royal Valley, best free throw shooting team in the Big 7. Sabetha not up there. They missed this one. They've still done fairly well. Made over half of them tonight. But Renier's now just 2 of 6 from the line, and she made that one. 13 points for Leah Renier. 42-39. Panthers don't have to have a three on this possession. Certainly capable as Wakiwi flips it to Mapia. Banked in a three from that spot a moment ago. Deep on the left wing. Getting a screen. Mapia now to Wakiwi. Fakes the three in the corner to Bryan. And now we got 15 seconds to go. Coach Boucher maybe thinking timeout. Backdoor cut. Bryan caught it. Shot it. Scored it. But it's still down one. Royal Valley. And now the timeout with 9 seconds to go. And the Panthers will be left with just one timeout. Well, good defense for Sabetha to defend the perimeter. Royal Valley got a really good shot, but a lot of time went off the clock, and they had to settle for a two, so they're still trailing here with 9 seconds to go.
Yeah, you're willing to give up a two, and even a high percentage two in that situation, because, you know, you inbound the ball, you go down and make a free throw, and you put the pressure back on them. So, they guarded the arc really well. They got through a myriad of ball screens out top. And we're able to, you know, make them, and I say settle for a two, and it doesn't sound good, but you make them settle for a two when they really want to shoot the three. And important part is you're still winning a ball game right now.
Renier made one of two free throws. This time we'll see what Sabetha does. You know, they want to try to get the ball into Minnie Schumann, and if Royal Valley doesn't get a steal, I mean, they have to foul right away. Can't let much more time go off this clock to have a chance offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to drop a play right now to get Schumann the ball somewhere, somehow.
Renier throws it into Schumann, double-teamed and fouled, 7.9. So only about a second off the clock. Minnie Schumann now 3 of 4 at the stripe. Going to walk to the other end for two. But the good thing for Royal Valley is that there's still ample time left, and even if Schumann makes them both, they'll have a chance to tie it with a three. And Schumann's going to be the only Sabetha player on the offensive end. By the way, that's foul number four on Wakiwi Irving. Schumann, free throw, clutch. The blackjack for Schumann, 21 points. Another free throw. She got it both. Two free throws by Schumann make it 44-41. Royal Valley needs a three. Wakiwi Irving across half court. 3 seconds left. Hands it to Bryan. He's got to shoot. 1 second left. Panthers get one off. No, at the buzzer. And Sabetha wins.
It'll be an all Nemaha County Girls 3A Substate Championship. A phenomenal effort. They win the rubber match against Royal Valley, and they'll get a rubber match against their arch rival here on Sabetha's home floor coming up on Saturday afternoon. Boucher had one timeout and didn't use it. No, he was out of timeouts. Is that right? Yeah, he was out of timeouts. And unfortunately, it didn't seem like his players knew the time situation. They really didn't even get a good look there to try to tie it in the final few seconds.
Yeah, that's the tough part. So much pressure coming down the floor and a little bit of, you know, recess, so to speak. It's unorganized. You know, the time is winding. You got to get a good look at it, but you don't really have anything drawn up, and it just didn't work out their way. But like we mentioned earlier, you know, I tip my hat. Royal Valley is a very good high school girls basketball team with a lot of weapons and some kids that do some things really well, and they do not get to continue playing. In the same breath, I'm going to say congratulations, Sabetha. The last game that I did with you before this, Justin, was Sabetha at Nemaha, which turned out to be a very good ball game, and, you know, two teams playing really hard, and they're going to do it again.
How about this stat, Ryan? In overtime, Sabetha, from the free throw line, makes 7 of 8. 2 for 2 for Krebs, 4 for 4 for Minnie Schumann, and 1 for 2 from Leah Renier. As the final two free throws with 7 seconds left by Minnie Schumann made it a 44-41 Blue Jay lead, and that is our final score here tonight. Sabetha 41 and Royal 44, Royal Valley 41. Blue Jays win by 3. We've got postgame player to bank on. Check at the final stats. Recap of the night plus a scoreboard show. It's all still coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back one final time for tonight, but we'll be back at Sabetha High School for two games tomorrow and two more on Saturday here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the Sabetha channel on MSCSports.net. First game didn't quite live up to the billing as Nemaha Central played phenomenal and blew out Jeff West 60-37, but the nightcap certainly did not disappoint. It goes to overtime, and the Sabetha girls win it 44-41. Sabetha is now 20-2 on the season, while Royal Valley ends their campaign with the mark of 17-5. Had those 2 years of state tournaments, 38 wins in those 2 years, and won a state title a couple years ago. Last year, Royal Valley went just 3-18, but the Irving sisters come back to Royal Valley, and they turn it around 17-5. They are two of the four seniors that will depart off this Panther team for head coach David Boucher. Mentioned it just before we came into the post game that Sebastian making free throws late. They were 0-2 at the free throw line through the first, second, and third quarter. 0-2 in the first half, then 0-4 from the line going into the fourth quarter. But Sabatha makes four free throws in the fourth, and then they go 7-8 from the line in OT to put this game away. Sabatha with 7 of their 10 points in overtime at the line. They made just one field goal. That was a three by Minnie Schumann, who finished with a game-high 21 points here tonight. Mapia Irving had 20 in the losing effort for Royal Valley, but Sabatha and Nemaw Central girls Saturday at 2 o'clock. Just a fantastic game. Scoring was hard to come by, especially in the first half, but both teams cleaned it up. They took better care of the basketball in the second half. Sabatha had a huge rebounding advantage in the first half, but that kind of evened out as well. We had players that were playing with serious foul trouble through much of this game. Amazing that neither Renier or Stahlbaumer probably fouled out. Stahlbaumer got a fourth foul with over a minute to go in the third quarter. We went to overtime, and they still did not have a Blue Jay player foul out. The game was forced into overtime on a bucket in the lane by Mapia Irving with 3 seconds left. Logan, we had a little bit of everything here in this one.
Yeah, you have a lot of scoring won by Mapia Irving. She had 20, and then Melinda Schumann had 22 for Sabatha. I mean, just basically a who can get the last basket kind of a game. But Ryan and Justin, you guys saw between both crowds and both teams how close of a game this was and how both crowds really got into it. And it seems like every single year it does not matter, especially on the girls' side. It seems like Sabatha and Nemaha Central always match up a third time at substate, whether it's the championship game of substate, semifinal, they always match up. And you liked how this game went tonight. Think about how it's going to be Saturday between those two county rivals going to see who can make it to state between the third and fourth-ranked team in Class 3A.
No doubt should be a good one. It wasn't the only great game late tonight, as in 1A at Centralia, the Donovan West girls hit a game winner with 4 seconds left as they beat Frankfort 57-55. So the D-West girls against Clifton Clyde for that 1A substate championship. The Valley Falls boys cruised past Valley Heights 53-33 in 2A. So it'll be Valley Falls against Riverside in the boys' 2A championship game, which will be at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Here tonight, Nemaw Central wins 60-37 over Jeff West, and in OT, Sabatha beats Royal Valley 44-41. So what did you feel like maybe the difference was, or what it kind of came down to in the end here for Sabatha to get the win tonight, Ryan?
I thought it was great play late, and you mentioned that, but in overtime, I thought Sabatha played really well. They controlled the ball. They valued possessions and did the things they had to do. The ball was in the right hands with the right people at the right time, and that paid dividends for them, so there's something to be said for that, but, you know, like we said before and have talked about throughout the night, you know, a tradition-rich program that knows how to finish and has been there before. Two really good teams going at it, but I really liked how Sabatha finished in overtime and, you know, did a lot of things very well.
I don't think Sabatha trailed in overtime. They got Royal Valley with a bucket with 9 seconds left that made it 42-41. So the Panthers got that two-point bucket down three with 9 seconds to go, but then two free throws made with 7 seconds left by Melinda Schumann to kind of put this game away as the Panthers failed to get a good look at a three-pointer in the final seconds of overtime. Here's a check of our final statistics tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. It's not too late to call and schedule a tax appointment with Holton Tax Service. That's Mike Tanking and Kay Onler in Holton, or any K-Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel in Whiting. For the visiting Royal Valley girls, who do see their season in tonight at 17-5, a big night for Mapia Irving, but man, nothing came easy for her. She ended up with 20 points this evening. Really, three girls got most of the points for Royal Valley. 20 for Mapia Irving, Kennedy Bryan with 10, and Helena Williamson with 9. And after that, it was just 2 for Wakiwi Irving. So Wakiwi, who had 20 on Monday night in the win against Marysville, held to just 1 field goal here tonight. Only 4 Panthers score. And
three of them account for all but 2 points. Royal Valley was 7 of 15 from the free throw line. They made 4 total 3-point shots tonight. I only had them for 12 turnovers, but might have missed a few turnovers there. Both teams had a combined 20 turnovers in the first half, but there just weren't many of those in the final 20 minutes of this game post halftime. For Sabatha tonight, they make 11 of 19 free throws, but the big numbers are 7 of 8 in overtime for the Blue Jays. They also got a 3 for Melinda Schumann in that final extra 4 minutes. Schumann finished with 22. That is a game high. Leah Renier had 13 and a big fourth quarter for Leah because Sabatha was down 2 coming into the fourth quarter. Renier scored 8 of her 13 in that fourth quarter as she had double digits again tonight as well. Mike Royal Valley, only 4 players scored for Sabatha. Emily Krebs had 5 and Nicole Stahlbaumer had 4. And that is it, as scoring is pretty tough for both these teams tonight. Their third meeting is the lowest offensive total for both these squads, as Sabatha wins it in OT 44-41. I'm guessing you don't have too much time to scratch your head to consider our player to bank on tonight, brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
I think I've said her name before a few times this evening. 22 points, 15 rebounds. I think that's the big number. 15 rebounds out of your point guard and someone who brings the ball up the floor. Melinda Schumann just played really well down the stretch. 5 of 6 free throws on the game, but 4 of those come in overtime to stretch out the lead when you want your senior to go to the line and make those shots. So a big night and a big night late.
Kind of crazy, Logan. You alluded to the Sabatha-Nemaha Central rematch in third meeting. What's interesting maybe this year is they've always had some great games, but Sabatha won the second game in Seneca. Nemaha Central won on this court in Sabatha already this year, so they're certainly not going to be intimidated. And the way they played tonight, Nemaha Central girls probably coming here with a ton of confidence on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and another difference between that game Saturday and especially, you know, watching both of them play tonight in the first game, Nemaha Central and Sabatha in the second game. In the second game, at least, you have both teams really wanting to try to get the three-point shot, especially out of Royal Valley. Where in the first game, Jeff West, they were trying to work it inside on Nemaha Central. Well, now it comes on Saturday, both Sabatha and Nemaha Central, they're going to both try to work it inside. So the three-point shot, you won't see as much. You're still going to see it, but it just won't be as much as you saw maybe tonight. And both teams, it's going to come down to who's going to be more physical inside the paint and who's going to get the offensive rebounds and extra possessions offensively. And who's also going to stay out of foul trouble. Obviously, you guys alluded to it. Nicole and Leah both had 4. For Lady Jason somehow stayed in the game, didn't manage to foul out. That is just one thing, especially out of 2 seniors, that you got to be pleased with if you're Coach Nate Bauman, and you got to be happy with going into Saturday.
No doubt. Nemaha Central girls won here in Sabatha by 3, 36-33 earlier this season, but Sabatha won in Seneca later in the year 41-31. So that game's set. It'll be at 2 Saturday. We'll be here for that one and the boys' championship tomorrow night. 2 boys semifinals here on the Sabatha channel at MSCSports.net and here on 103.9 KNZA. We have a scoreboard show coming up tonight, so stay tuned for that. Some great recaps of some great games and kind of a look ahead at the brackets and how things are shaping up. Scoreboard show tonight and tomorrow night as we finish up a busy sub-state week of basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Appreciate our sponsors. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. For Mike Bitterman and Kellen Russell, Logan Bitterman of the Sabatha Channel, for Ryan Noel, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
If you burn fuel, Berwick Co-op Oil Company in Sabatha can save you money on gas, diesel, and propane contracting every day of the year. Stop into the Berwick offices located at Sabatha and Pride on South Highway 75 and talk to them about locking in your lowest gas, diesel, and propane price. Berwick Co-op Oil is the leader in contracting fuel to save you money. Stop in today, Berwick Co-op Oil in Sabatha, Kansas.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.